Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to my podcast where I try to give you a better understanding of the English language to help you with your conversation, your business English, perhaps English needed for interviews, whatever the circumstances, we can help you with the grammar, pronunciation and all other aspects. I'll give you my contact details at the end of the podcast if there's somebody you feel might benefit from this and you want to pass the details on, or indeed if you want to contact me yourself. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to talk about clothes. And in particular, we're going to refer to idioms with clothes. So, as I always do, I'm going to give you the list of the particular idioms, one after the other. Then I'll go through them one by one and give you some examples. Okay, let's get started. Here they go. Roll up your sleeves. Hot under the collar. Tighten your belt. Put a sock in it. Wear one's heart on one's sleeve. Out of pocket. Get the boot. All talk and no trousers. Get your knickers in a twist. Knock your socks off. Okay, so they're the idioms about clothes. Some of them are a little bit strange and they sound a little bit strange, but I'll explain them and hopefully you'll understand them. Okay, so the first one is quite simple. The sleeves are the what cover your arms, okay, your left sleeve, your right sleeve. And when we say to roll up your sleeves, it usually means we're going to begin working. So when you see movies of people who are using their hands, the first thing they usually do is they roll up the sleeve so that it doesn't get dirty, okay? And it's a sign that they're going to begin some work. So a plumber or a carpenter, they'll roll up the sleeve so it's not dirty, and then they'll do their work. And then immediately after they finish their work, they unroll the sleeve, or they put it down and they fasten the buttons on the left and the right sleeve, and off they go. So that's literally what it means. And when we talk about it figuratively, to roll up your sleeves means to get stuck in. Okay, so, you know, if somebody is slacking and not doing or not working so hard, you say, oh, I think we need to roll up our sleeves here because we'll never get this work done by the deadline day. Okay, so if we all pull together, roll up our sleeves, and let's start working. You can even say to children who are getting ready or prepared for an exam, well, I think you've taken enough time off. Now is the time to roll up your sleeves, get your head down in those books, and get ready for that exam. Okay, so to roll up your sleeves, get ready for work. Bit difficult to roll up the sleeves if you're wearing a short-sleeved shirt, but the action of rolling up the sleeves is a little bit old-fashioned because short sleeves didn't exist 100 years ago, and people always had long sleeves, and they always had either a button or in many cases they had a cufflink, so they would roll up the sleeve so nothing would get damaged or dirty. Roll up your sleeves. Okay, the next, hot under the collar. Well, the collar is the top part of the shirt where the tie goes, and you button it around the neck. So if you're feeling a little bit warm, you often see people pulling at the collar to try and make themselves a little bit more comfortable, particularly in hot summer weather as we have at the moment. Okay, so that's the literal meaning of it. And when somebody gets hot under the collar, it means either they're getting a little bit anxious or they get a little bit angry, and you can imagine steam or hot air coming from the collar. Okay, so in a lot of comics or comic strips, when you see somebody getting angry, you will physically see steam coming from under the collar, and people say, oh, he's getting a bit hot under the collar, he's getting angry or annoyed. Or don't get hot under the collar when I tell you this, meaning don't get angry or don't get annoyed. So when we use the expression hot under the collar, we're referring normally to anger. So somebody is going to get a little bit red in the face and, oh, what did you do that for? Oh, and then they really get angry, and you can see the steam rising. Yeah. Okay. So hot under the collar. Next, to tighten your belt. Well, many people, not everybody, but many people wear a belt around the trousers, so we call it a trouser belt, and it's used to make the trousers a little bit more comfortable, to sit more comfortably on your body. So if the trousers particularly are a little bit loose, you use the belt and you put a few holes in it, and then that will keep the trousers sitting in the right position. Okay, so when we have to tighten our belt, it means that we have to make it a little tighter so that the trousers don't slip or fall down, and that's usually because somebody perhaps has lost some weight. Okay, so when people lose weight, the trousers don't fit so well, so the belt needs to be tightened to make sure they stay up. And again, that's the actual meaning of it. But if we talk about it figuratively, when you tighten your belt, it means that you have to spend less. And if you spend less, you usually spend less money on food, and as a result, you might lose weight, and as a result, your trousers may not fit you any longer. So to pull your belt in or tighten your belt means stop spending so much money, perhaps because you've got an economic problem, okay, financial problem. So somebody loses his job and he comes home and he tells his wife and the family, well, look, the company was in a bit of difficulty. They've sacked some people. One of those people happens to be me. So for the next few weeks until I get another job, we're going to have to tighten our belts, meaning we're going to have to spend less on extras. We might have to spend less on the food bill. There'll be no visits to the cinema, whatever it might be, until I get the opportunity to get a new job. So we'll tighten our belts and hopefully I get back on my feet in a short while. Okay, so tighten the belt, pull it in a little bit, make those trousers fit you a little bit better. Okay, so tighten the belt. Next, to put a sock in it. Okay, so when we have a gap in the window or in a door where the wind is blowing through, we often need to plug that gap to block it so that the wind doesn't blow. So you can put a piece of paper in it, or indeed you could put a piece of material like a sock, and the wind won't blow and you won't hear any noise from the other side. Okay, so the literal meaning of it. When we tell somebody to put a sock in it, we're trying to tell somebody to be quiet. Okay, so if somebody's talking constantly and you can't get a word in to make your point, or you're fed up listening to their complaints, you say, look, just put a sock in it, will you? Meaning, will you please be quiet, or will you please shut up, or will you please stop talking and talking? Yeah, so just put a sock in it. So we might say to the kids who are complaining, oh, what's for dinner? Oh, not that again. Oh, we always have that. Why can't we have something different? Say, look, if you want to cook something yourself, you know where the cupboard is, and there's the stove, you can do it. But if you want me to cook, then you're going to have to accept what I cook. So just put a sock in it for the moment, go off and do something else, and I'll call you when dinner is ready. Okay? So put a sock in it. Now, it might literally mean putting your socks, like a pair of socks, in your mouth, in which case if you put something like that in your mouth, nobody can hear you. And you might see a situation in a movie where somebody has been kidnapped, and the first thing the kidnappers do is they take some material, they stick it into the person's mouth, and the person can't be heard. So that is another meaning of to put a sock in it, meaning you stop somebody talking. Okay, so literal meaning, and then our metaphorical meaning. Put a sock in it, please be quiet, please stop talking, I need time to think. Okay, put a sock in it. Okay, to wear your heart on your sleeve, or to wear his or her heart on his or her sleeve. So what does this mean? To wear your heart on your sleeve, it means that you're very emotional, and people can see immediately your emotions because you don't try to hide them, and therefore everybody is aware when either you're upset, everybody's aware when you're angry, everyone's aware when you've got something on your mind, because you wear your heart on your sleeve, you make these emotions very visible, and as I said, you don't try to hide them. So in a situation where somebody has had an argument with their partner, or an argument with somebody in the family, and you can see that they are physically and visibly upset, either they have been crying or they are very emotional, and you say, oh, well, you know what Mary's like, she wears her heart on her sleeve, she doesn't try to hide things, so Best just to leave her for a few minutes. She'll come round and she'll get something worked out, and then you can talk to her later. Mm-hmm. Okay? Or somebody will speak their mind, and you know they are very emotional about perhaps their job, very emotional about their schoolwork. Well, you know what he's like. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He'll always tell you what he feels. He might not even be able to put it into the words you want, but you'll understand that he's upset. You'll understand that he's a bit emotional about it. So just leave him. He'll come round to our way of thinking a little later on. To openly show emotions, not in any way try to hide them, so everything is visible to everybody. Okay. Out of pocket. Okay, well, when you put your hands in your pocket, you might have car keys or house keys or some money. It's a usual place for people to keep their money when they had money. Nowadays, we use all these different apps, and therefore cash or coins or money is not so frequently seen. But when we had money, we would keep it in a wallet or a purse or loosely in our pockets. Okay, so when we are out of pocket, it usually means that we have no money or less money than we thought, or we have spent money that we didn't expect to spend. Okay, so let me try and give you an example. So your boss asks you to visit a customer, and he's not so sure whether this customer will become an actual customer. Perhaps it's only just some lead that you have. So you go to meet the customer, and you discover that really he isn't suitable for your business. So you tell him that, but it's taken you an hour or so to drive there, and you've sat down and spoken to him for a couple of hours, and at the end you realize this really isn't so appropriate. And the customer might say, well, look, I'm really sorry for wasting your time. Perhaps I can pay you for your time, because I don't want you to be out of pocket. I don't want you to lose, because perhaps I should have made myself clear at the beginning as to what I wanted. Okay, so you might be out of pocket because it's cost you time or actual money to travel there, to get there, and you've wasted half a day and there's nothing coming from that particular meeting. So that would be an example of being out of pocket. Or it could be something to do where you are doing some work for, let's say, a friend or a relative, and you said that you'll help them to decorate the house, so you bring some paint and some paint brushes and some cleaning material, and you paint the wall or the room or the door, whatever you had promised that you would do. And when they come home and they look and say, wow, you've done a really, really good job of that. I mean, that's really so professional. I can't thank you enough. Here, let me pay you for your expenses, because I don't want you to be out of pocket. To be out of pocket is when you spend money on something didn't expect to, or it's cost you more than you thought it would, and as a result you've less money, so you're out of pocket. Okay, next, to get the boot. Well, the boot, like a shoe, is on the end of your foot, and if somebody gives you a boot or a kick, it can be quite painful. Okay, so we use expressions like to kick something out or to kick someone out of somewhere. So when somebody gets kicked out of a restaurant, it means they are asked to leave. If somebody gets kicked off the team, it means the coach drops them or tells them that they are no longer wanted. Okay? But when we get the boot, it specifically refers to a job where we get the sack, or we are told that there is no job for us. So the boss walks into the meeting and he says, okay guys, we have a serious problem. We're going to have to reduce the staff by 10 or 15%, and we'll get in touch with you one by one to let you know what the situation is. And he walks out, and then everybody starts talking to each other. Oh my God, what's going to happen? I wonder who's going to get the boot first, meaning who is going to lose their job first. Okay, so to get the boot means to lose your job, to get the sack. Now, often people get the boot very quickly for something they've done. Either they didn't really become so successful during the probation period, or they made some serious mistake in the job, or, you know, they insulted the boss and then said, oh, yeah, he got the boot last week. He really wasn't working out, okay? You could also use it in the sense of your favorite football team. You know, they've lost 5 or 6 games in a row. There's a bit of pressure on the manager and you're talking to your friends. Well, you know what's going to happen here, I guess. The manager's going to get the boot and they'll bring in somebody else and they hope that he will rescue the situation or the season and turn things around. But my guess is he's going to get the boot tomorrow or the day after. So to get the boot, to get the sack, to lose his job, to be asked to leave. Okay, good. Next, this is a funny one. All talk and no trousers. Very British English expression. So when somebody is all talk and no trousers, it really means that they like to talk a lot. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'll say this, I'll say that. But at the end, they actually don't do anything. So they're all talk, but they don't really follow it up with action. Okay, and the reference to trousers means that, you know, men used to and still do, of course, wear trousers. But in the modern world, men and women wear trousers. But in the days when men wore suits and trousers and women wore dresses and skirts, to refer to no all talk and no trousers means that he's not really acting like a man. He should be tough and strong and walk into that boss and tell him, I'm not going to take this. I don't have to take this attitude from you. You know, if you don't apologize, I'm going to leave. Okay, but instead he talks to his colleagues and he says, oh, if, you know, if I get the chance, I'm going to tell the boss what I think about him and he's this, he's that. But in reality, he doesn't follow up this with any action. So his friends say, ah, don't worry about David. He, you know what he's like. He's all talk and no trousers. Talk, 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 but he never follows it through with any action. So to be all talk and no trousers is where you make a lot of noise, you make a lot of sounds and gestures and promises and threats, but in reality, you never follow it through. All talk and no trousers. Next, to get your knickers in a twist. Well, knickers is the slang word or very, very informal word for underwear, particularly ladies' underwear. So when people refer to getting your knickers in a twist, it means that you're going to be a little bit uncomfortable. To twist something means that they're not straight. And so if you sit or you're walking, something's not right. So you feel a little bit uncomfortable. Okay, so when people metaphorically get their knickers in a twist, it means they get very annoyed or very angry or very flustered and what's happened and why did you do that and how we're going to get out of this, and say, look, relax, don't get your knickers in a twist, everything will be okay, I'll talk to him, I'll sort it out, you'll see, take a day or so, but the problem will be resolved. Yeah, okay. Now, it might sound a little bit non-PC at the moment to be referring to knickers in a twist because it's very specific to ladies' underwear, but we use it in reference to men and women. So we'll say to some guy, ah, look, don't get your knickers in a twist. It's not the end of the world. We'll sort it out, okay? Or the boss, oh, you know what he's like. He's always getting his knickers in a twist. He'll come in shouting and screaming, and in 2 hours he'll have forgotten all about it. So when somebody gets their knickers in a twist, they get a little excited, they get a little bit anxious, they start screaming or shouting or a little bit out of control. So somebody might say, oh, he's got his knickers in a twist again, or he always gets his knickers in a twist, he's not able to deal with that sort of stressful situation. Okay, so to get your knickers in a twist. Some people also use reference to men's and they say, don't get your undies in an uproar. Yeah, so it has the same meaning, it's not used so often. So undies is a slang word for underwear, so don't get your undies in an uproar. An uproar meaning to get excited and out of control. Okay, and then finally we have knock your socks off. Well, knock your socks off means that some news or something will be so exciting that you'll be so surprised your socks will come off, yeah? Okay, so wait till I tell you the news. This will really knock your socks off. You remember the guy, blah, 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 blah. So somebody tells you a story, perhaps, of an old schoolmate who was always bottom of the class, always messing in the classroom, never seemed to settle to anything. Well, you'll never guess what I heard. He's a multimillionaire. He invented some app. He sold it to some software company, and he's sitting back now laughing at us because he's got lots and lots of money. That's the news that will knock your socks off. So it's really something that will make you sit back and think, wow, yeah, we got him so wrong. Okay, so something exciting, something very, very newsworthy, something you were not really expecting will knock your socks off. It could also be a holiday of a lifetime. Yeah, you get to, you win some competition and you get a round the world trip. Wow, that will really knock your socks off. Imagine winning that, that you can take 3 weeks off or 4 weeks off and travel here, there and everywhere at somebody else's expense. Yes, that sort of prize would really knock your socks off. Okay, so they're the idioms connected with clothes. Let me give them to you one more time. Roll up your sleeves. Get hot under the collar. Tighten your belt. Put a sock in it, to wear your heart on your sleeve or her heart on her sleeve. To be out of pocket. To get the boot. All talk and no trousers. Get your knickers in a twist. And finally, knock your socks off. Excellent. Okay, well, hopefully you understand them and hopefully you get a chance to use one or two of them. And if you want to contact me, as I said, you can get me on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to hear from you and very happy to get any suggestions where you might like me to include something in future podcasts. And if you want to spread the word and tell your friends, great. Always happy to have new faces and new names. And if you want one-on-one lessons, either to do with pronunciation or grammar or to get yourself to that next level, well, give me a call. It might not always be me that will give you the lesson. I have lots and lots of other teachers, and very recently we added another teacher because we needed them, such as the demand. So there's plenty of people there to help, all well-trained, all good professionals, and it's a pleasure to work with them. Okay, well, as always, I appreciate you listening to me, and if you can join me again soon, that would be great. Okay, thanks for now.